Blog Talk Radio.
Your word that you've been waiting for all night. Robin, where are you? How many know that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all you could ask for them? According to the power that worketh in us.
Hallelujah. How many believe it tonight? Somebody turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, he's able. Tell somebody else, he's able. Y'all ready?
Exceedingly, abundantly, above all you could ask for, according to the power that worketh in you, God is able to do just what he said he would do. He's gonna fulfill every promise. Up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you. He's able. How many believe it tonight? Yeah, he's able. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, y'all, I need y'all to help me sing. God is able.
Don't give up on God.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
Anybody ever wanted to give up? Has anybody ever wanted to throw in the towel? Anybody know God to be able? Don't give up on God.
Don't give up on God.
When He won't give up.
He won't give up.
You.
Hallelujah.
He's able.
He's able. Hallelujah.
Yes, if you know glory, He's able glory, tonight, glory.
Hallelujah.
Give Him a praise.
Hallelujah. Glory.
If you know
Hallelujah.
He's able.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Everybody say, oh.
He's able. He's able. Hallelujah. Ha ha. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He is able. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The songwriter said, God is able to do just what He said He will do. Hallelujah. He went on to say, God's going to fulfill every promise to you. He says, don't give up on God because He won't give up on you. He's able. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. He's able. My soul is so satisfied right now in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That God is able. He is able. Hallelujah. He is able to supply my every need. God is able to heal my body when my body is sick and in distress. God is able, glory to God, to fill, hallelujah, my house with what I need. He's able to fill me with His Holy Spirit. He's able to give me a new mind. God is able, hallelujah, glory to God. And if you don't know God for yourself, I encourage you on tonight, glory to God, to get to know Him, hallelujah. Get to know God, hallelujah, because no matter what, hallelujah, God is able, and He will do just what He said He will do. I know it, and I believe it, hallelujah. I've tried God in these 47 years of mine. I have tried God, and I know exactly, hallelujah, what the songwriter is saying when he says God is able, hallelujah. And if you have your Bible, hallelujah, I want you to turn to Isaiah chapter 55, hallelujah. And we want to read, hallelujah, just what God's word says, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God. Because God wants us to understand just who He is, hallelujah, glory to God. He is God and He changeth not, hallelujah. And we ought to know that if we know nothing else, hallelujah. But I just want you to read, hallelujah, and listen to the word of God, because this song says He is able, hallelujah. But in Isaiah chapter 55, starting at verse 8, it says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Verse 10 says, for as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth in bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. God says in verse 11, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You ought to get excited about the word of God, because He told us in verse 11, hallelujah, excuse me, hallelujah and glory to God. He says, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. God is saying so. His word, whatever he says, whatever his word says, that's what he means. He said it, he means it. He said it shall not return unto him void. So when we speak God's word, we're speaking God's word back to him. And he said it will not return unto him void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. This is what God says. He says, my word shall, it will, no doubt about it. It will accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper. It shall prosper. It shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I declare and decree tonight, hallelujah, that the word of God that we just spoke, hallelujah, it is from God, hallelujah, and this word shall not return unto God void. That means that it's not going to come back to God without accomplishing what he set it out to do. Glory to God. Whatever God's word said, God's word, he means it. Whatever he said in his word, he means it. Glory to God. And I'm excited on tonight, hallelujah, because I know God is able. Hallelujah. I know that the word of God is true. The word of God is life. Hallelujah. The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Hallelujah. So I'm excited on tonight, and I just want to go, hallelujah, to prayer right now, hallelujah, as we jump into this broadcast, hallelujah, glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, this is your servant, Teresa, hallelujah, and I just want to say thank you on tonight, Heavenly Father. Father, I just want to bless your name. I want to give you glory. I want to give you praise. I want to give you honor, hallelujah, God, because you have given us authority, hallelujah. You have given us authority, hallelujah, the name of Jesus, hallelujah. You have given us authority, hallelujah, to tread on serpents and scorpions and adders. You have given us authority over the unclean spirits, Lord God. You have given us power over the enemy, hallelujah. And we thank you, hallelujah, not just because we have power and authority over the enemy tonight, hallelujah, but because our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Glory to God. I declare and decree tonight, hallelujah, that Jesus, hallelujah, is Lord, hallelujah. I declare and decree tonight, hallelujah, that those that are discouraged tonight listening to this broadcast will be encouraged before the broadcast is over. Hallelujah. I declare and decree tonight, hallelujah, that those that are listening who are healed, who are sick in their body, who have had bad diagnosis, hallelujah, even misdiagnosis, hallelujah, that before the end of this broadcast, they will be healed. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And those who are confused in their minds, hallelujah, I declare and decree tonight that before this broadcast is over, hallelujah, that they will be walking in sound mind, hallelujah, and they will no longer be double-minded, hallelujah, because God, your word says, hallelujah, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, hallelujah. But God, we just rebuke double-mindedness right now. We take authority over the spirit of double-mindedness in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And Father, I declare and decree, hallelujah, that the word that goes forth from this broadcast tonight, hallelujah, that the word will go forth to the north, to the south, to the east, to the west, hallelujah, that it will reach the four corners of this world, hallelujah, of this earth, hallelujah. It will go to countries that I don't even know of, hallelujah, to heal, to deliver, to set free, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I declare and decree tonight, hallelujah, that we, hallelujah, who know you, who confess you daily, hallelujah, are walking in the newness of life, hallelujah, hallelujah. We are new creatures in Christ. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. In the name of Jesus, I declare and I decree that thing, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Oh, Father, I thank you, God, hallelujah. I thank you, I declare and decree that every backslider, hallelujah, that is turn him or herself away from you, it's coming back to you tonight, Lord God. When they hear this broadcast, hallelujah, let your anointing, oh God, your anointing that destroys every yoke, hallelujah. Let your anointing destroy every yoke, hallelujah, that binds the backslider in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Let your anointing, Father God, I ask you, hallelujah, that destroys yoke. Let it destroy the yoke of blindness that Satan had blinded people with, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I just thank you and praise you, hallelujah, that those are meant to be saved tonight, those that are meant to be saved by listening to this CD, who listening to this broadcast, will be saved. I mean saved. I mean transformed. I mean renewed, hallelujah, in the spirit of their mind, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I declare it. I decree it right now in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. For God, hallelujah, we have authority through the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to God. And I declare and decree tonight, hallelujah, that every person that has a sickness in their body, whatever it is, hallelujah, if it's in their mind, Lord God, if it's a mental sickness, Lord God, if it's a physical sickness, Lord God, if it's a physical sickness because of a mental sickness, Lord God, we declare and decree healing tonight in the name of Jesus. Why? Because the word of God tells us, hallelujah, that by Jesus' stripes we were healed, and since we were healed by Jesus' stripes, we are healed, hallelujah, by Jesus' stripes. Glory to God. We're healed from sin, hallelujah, and transgressions and iniquity, hallelujah. We're healed, hallelujah, from sickness and disease. Glory to God in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to God. I declare it and I decree it in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Father God. I thank you that the word that comes forth tonight, hallelujah, is not going to return to you void, oh God, but it's going to prosper, Lord God, and the thing whereto is sent, Lord God, hallelujah, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Homes that are being torn apart by divorce, homes that are being torn apart by abuse, homes that are being torn apart, Lord God, by adultery and fornication, homes that are being torn apart, Lord God, because of lack of communication, homes that are being torn apart because of disobedience and rebellion, oh God, because of lying and stealing, Lord God. Lord, whatever the reason is, oh God, we declare and decree, hallelujah, that that home is a home of peace, that home is a home of love, that home is a home of joy, that home is a home of holiness in the name of Jesus. I declare it, and I decree it tonight in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I pray for the men of God tonight. Hallelujah. Father, that you will raise them up, Lord God, to be men of God. Hallelujah. That they will lead their families, hallelujah, according to the word of God. That they will submit to Jesus, hallelujah, who is the head of the church, as Jesus submits to his heavenly Father. Hallelujah. And that the wives will submit to the husbands, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I declare that and decree it tonight in the name of Jesus. I pray for the men of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that they will love their wives, hallelujah, as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I declare and decree that tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I pray tonight, Father God, that we as wives, Lord, as holy women of God, that we will adorn ourselves with holiness and righteousness. Hallelujah. That we will not be concerned about our outward appearance, Lord God, but we will be concerned, oh God, hallelujah, and live holy and blameless lives before our husbands, God, in the name of Jesus, that we might be a crown of glory to him, hallelujah, that when our husbands go out, hallelujah, that the men will speak highly, hallelujah, of him because of his wife, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I just thank you and I praise you, Lord God, that we women are virtuous women, hallelujah. We wives are good things, hallelujah, for it has been written in the word of God that he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor from the Lord, hallelujah. So on this night, hallelujah, hallelujah, Wednesday, February the 1st, 2012, Father God, I just want to thank you. I just want to praise you. I just want to give you glory. I just want to honor you, God. I just want to bless your name, hallelujah. I just want to lift you up, and I want to thank you in advance for every single thing that we've declared and decreed. We thank you for every single thing that we've asked you for. We thank you for every one of your words that we've spoken out of our mouths that is returning unto you, and we know that it's not coming to you void, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah. And Father, I thank you, God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. I'm so excited, glory to God, hallelujah. I just want to thank everybody in the chat room. I want to thank everybody on the phone lines. I want to thank everybody who's going to be listening, hallelujah, in the archives, hallelujah, that for listening and for encouraging me, hallelujah, by supporting me, hallelujah. And I just want to take this time to just begin to praise God through his word, hallelujah, because you know, there are many people out here hurting. There are many people out here don't know what to do, don't know who to turn to, hallelujah, glory to God. But we have a God, hallelujah, who hears us. He loves us. He understands us. He knows our innermost being. He knows us better than we know ourselves, glory to God, hallelujah. So I just encourage you, hallelujah, to join me, hallelujah. If you have a testimony, if you have, hallelujah, a praise report. Hallelujah. If you have anything that you would like to say, just give, you know, call in to the call-in number or click on the link. Hallelujah. And I'll answer. I'll let you on the air. Hallelujah. You can call 323-693-3054. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we will get you on the air. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But we're going to read the Word of God, and we just want to encourage you on tonight. Like I said earlier, there are so many people hurting. There are so many people who are trying to press into God right now. So many people who are waiting on that fire, like the apostles, like the people waited in the upper room. The 120 waited, like they sat there and waited, like Jesus told them to tarry there. Hallelujah. Stay there until the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In the book of Acts, glory to God. And we want the fire of God, just like it fell on them, like the cloven tongues of fire. Hallelujah. Let's just turn to that real quick. Hallelujah. In the book of Acts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God, because that's what I want. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, but check this out, they were, hallelujah, with one accord. They were all on one accord, and they were all in one place. Can we come together tonight? Can we get on one accord? Hallelujah. Can we be on one place? Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. In the spirit, not in our minds, hallelujah, not what we think in our natural minds, but we need to come together on one accord, hallelujah, in one place in the name of Jesus. And I'm talking about tonight in this place is on Belong Talk Radio, hallelujah, that we can come together on one accord, hallelujah, and hear what thus saith the Lord. And we want the fire of God. I see so many people on Facebook talking about the fire of God. I know in our church at Straight Gate, Church of Faith and Deliverance, where the pastor is Sheila M. Miller and the apostle was Richard Miller, hallelujah, where they preach God and they preach, hallelujah, the fire of God, hallelujah, glory to God. And I'm telling you, I'm expecting it, just like it happened on the day of Pentecost. It says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All with one accord in one place. Nobody had a hidden agenda. It was one accord. They were all in one place, and they were sitting there waiting on the day of Pentecost. And when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were sitting there with one accord in one place. One didn't have an agenda over here, and one didn't have an agenda over there. But I tell you what, hallelujah, the Word of God says in Acts chapter 2, 17 says, but 16 says, but this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it came to pass, in verse 17, in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy, and I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and notable day of the Lord come. Hallelujah. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah, 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 glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, Hallelujah, hallelujah. Then it shall come to pass that whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we declare and decree, hallelujah, that we will call on the name of the Lord and we shall be saved. Hallelujah. But we can't be calling on the name of the Lord and we still walking in sin. We can't call on the name of the Lord and we still a servant of the devil. We can't call on the name of the Lord and expect him to deliver us and we're still playing patty cake with the devil and we're still dancing with the devil and we're still partying with the devil and we're still sleeping with the devil. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But like I said, this CD tonight is going to be about encouraging, but I'm encouraging you right now to live right. I'm encouraging you right now to give your life to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Because guess what? After you take that last breath, hallelujah, there is no more chance for salvation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God has given us a chance right now, hallelujah, to get it right and to get it together. Hallelujah. God has given us a chance right now to be holy, hallelujah, and blameless before him. Hallelujah. God has given us a chance, hallelujah, to not only accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior with our mouth, hallelujah, but with our lives, hallelujah. God has given us a chance right now, hallelujah, to be delivered, hallelujah, from everything, hallelujah, that is keeping us bound. Glory to God, hallelujah. God has given us a chance right now, while you have breath, hallelujah, to repent, hallelujah. He's given each and every one of us a chance to repent of our sins. He's given every one of us a chance to fall down on our faces, prostrate before him, asking him to fill us with his Holy Spirit. God has given us a chance, hallelujah, to tell him that we are godly sorry and to turn away from the sin that we are committing, hallelujah, against the holy God. He has given us the chance, hallelujah, to love him, to serve him, to obey him, hallelujah, to magnify him, to praise him, to worship him, glory to God. He's given us a chance, hallelujah, to bless his holy name. Why, hallelujah? Because God is able to do just what he said he will do. Hallelujah. He's going to fulfill every promise, everything God promised. He said he's going to fulfill it. Hallelujah. But you can't give up on God. You can't give up on God. Why? Because God will never give up on you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is able. Hallelujah. God is able. Hallelujah. What is it that you're going through tonight? Hallelujah. What is it that you're going through in your life right now? Hallelujah. And it look like God can't fix it. It look like God is not there. It look like he hasn't stepped in. What is it that you're going through on tonight? Hallelujah. That you think, hallelujah, God has abandoned you and that this problem is too big for God. What is it tonight? Hallelujah. I just want to know. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, 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 Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 What is it? God has not changed his mind. He has not changed his mind. God has not changed his mind. Not for one moment. God has not changed his mind. He has not changed his mind. And guess what? He won't change his mind. Hallelujah. Because he is God. Hallelujah. 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 God is able. Hallelujah. And I thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For his word. I just bless him. Hallelujah. I am so encouraged by the word of God tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm just so encouraged. Hallelujah. Because God is, he's just awesome. He's just awesome. I mean, it's like, God, you took the time out, hallelujah, you took the time out to love me, you took the time out to care about me, you took the time out, hallelujah, glory to God, to bless me, you took the time out, hallelujah, glory to God, to just say, okay, this child is mine, I belong to her, and she belongs to me, glory to God, hallelujah, and I just thank and praise God for that on tonight, hallelujah, because he is awesome. God is awesome. He is just awesome. I don't know what to say, hallelujah, other than he's awesome, hallelujah. When I listen to that song, hallelujah, that says he's able. When I hear that song, it says he's able, hallelujah. God will do just what he said he will do. I mean, don't that make you just want to shout? Don't that just make you want to praise God? Don't that just make you want to just, Forget about everything else and just say what the Word of God says. God is able to do just what He said He will do. Hallelujah. We can preach off of that right there. Glory to God. If God said it, He's going to do it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But we got to add our faith to what God says. Hallelujah. We got to add our faith to what God says. The Bible tells us without faith, we can't please God. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Hallelujah. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. But we want to please God. So we want to add our faith to the Word of God. Because no matter whether we believe the Word of God or not, the Word of God is not going to fail. Why? Because God is His Word and God can't fail. God won't fail. Glory to God. I don't care. Hallelujah. We're back on the air. We just had a technical difficulty, but the devil is a lie. Hallelujah. We are back on the air. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the devil is a liar. Hallelujah. We're going to declare and decree, hallelujah, that everything, hallelujah, the enemy has set to try to destroy this Out of a Pure Heart Ministries is defeated in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I'm happy about it, and I thank and praise God tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So let's just begin to go over the Word of God. Hallelujah. Because the Word of God, hallelujah, is quick and is powerful and is sharper than any two-edged sword. The Word of God is spirit and the Word of God is life. Hallelujah. And we want to speak the Word of God. We want to speak the Word of God. We want to speak the Word of God. And I'm trying to tell you, I am trying to teach myself so much how to just speak the Word of God. Even through this last battle that I went through, I'm learning how to speak the Word of God. Hallelujah. I need to speak the Word of God because the Word of God is the only thing that's true. Hallelujah. The Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar. Hallelujah. So I just thank God for His Word on tonight. Hallelujah. Because He is real. Hallelujah. No matter what we think, no matter what we feel, no matter what other people say, no matter what, glory to God. Hallelujah. God is real. Hallelujah. And He's going to be real whether you believe it or not. He's going to be real whether you accept it or not. God is going to be real. And I'm trying to tell you, I know what I'm talking about. I'm super excited. I'm super excited. And I'm super excited because I want to tell you that the same God that is doing these things for me is the same God that will do it for you if you believe. And if you don't think that you can believe on your own, get you some believers, some people that you know can get a prayer through, some people that you know God has made a way out of no way for, some people that you know, glory to God, who can honestly sit there and tell you that, you know, I was down to my last, but at the last minute God stepped in. I can tell you, you know, that God has healed my body. The doctor said this, but God said that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I just want to say thank you tonight so much to my pastor, Sheila Miller, because she just, I mean, I knew the Word of God. I knew what the Word of God said in Isaiah where it says, by His stripes ye were healed. Hallelujah. I believe that. I know that. Hallelujah. But I was going through so many different things. Hallelujah. In my body. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it was just a bit much. I was going through one diagnosis after another, one diagnosis after another, one diagnosis after another. And it just got to a point where it was like, Lord, I just don't know. I can't take it anymore. And when I spoke to her and she prayed and she said, and she gave me the Word of God, and she said, the Word of God says, by His stripes ye were healed. And if you were healed, that means you are healed. Glory to God. God's not going to take His healing back. Hallelujah. But by His stripes you were healed. Then that means you are healed. Glory to God. And I used to say that all the time. I know the Word of God. But sometimes we get overwhelmed. Sometimes we just get discouraged. Sometimes we just feel like we get beat down. Sometimes we get depressed and we feel like nobody's there for us. Sometimes we feel like we're hiding in a box and nobody really knows what's going on. sometimes we just feel like that. But God sent his word, hallelujah. And if you turn to 1 Peter 1:24, God's word says, this is from the NIV, and I'm going to read it from a few different translations probably. And he said, he himself bore our sins in his body. Talking about Jesus. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds ye have been healed. This is what the New International Version says. And the King James Bible says, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, I know for a certainty that in Isaiah chapter 53, it tells us that Jesus was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Now, that was a prophecy in Isaiah 53. That was even before Jesus was born. That's before we was ever even thought about any time. And it says, he said it then, by his stripes we are healed. This is what the prophet Isaiah said. By his stripes we are healed. We are healed. We are healed. Hallelujah. From transgressions. We are healed from our iniquities. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are healed from that. And by his stripes we are healed. But we are healed in our bodies. We are healed from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. Glory to God. Glory to God. And if you read the book of Deuteronomy 28, the first 14 verses are blessings that tell you what happens if you do what God says do. He was talking to his people, his chosen people back then. But we have been grafted in. So whatever the word meant for them, the same word means for us. Glory to God. And if we obey God and do what he tells us to do, we're going to be blessed in the city, blessed in the field. Hallelujah. Blessed when we come in, blessed when we go out. This is the word of God. That's what he says. We're going to be the lenders and not the borrowers. We're going to be the heads and not the tails. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But we got to be obedient. Because verse 15 to about verse 70-something, those are some curses. And if you look at some of those things in those scriptures, honey, you can look, honey, and see some of those things now that are going on in the land because of our disobedience. Glory to God. But we want to concentrate on encouragement tonight. But we got to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God wants us to be obedient. God wants us to obey him. God wants us to trust him. God wants us to get to know him. Don't we know that the more trials we go through, the more problems that we have, if we would just begin to trust God and lean on him, we'll begin to know God. Because we begin to know what he will do. Not just what he can, but what he will do. We know God can do a lot of things. And we know God does do a lot of things. But what is it that you're expecting God to do for you? Hallelujah. You want your children to be saved. Hallelujah. I want my children to be saved. All of them. I want all of my children to be saved. I want all of my children to come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. I want them all to know who Jesus Christ is and accept him as their Lord, as their Lord and their Savior. I want all of my children to walk into the newness of life. Hallelujah. I want all of my children, hallelujah, to be set free, hallelujah, from the yoke of bondage. I want all my children, and I declare and decree on tonight that my children, every one of them, are set free from every yoke of bondage in the name of Jesus. And I declare and decree that you who are listening, for you who may be on a phone line, who may be in a chat room, who may be in the archives, who are listening, you may have family generational things going on. But you can declare and decree right now in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Glory to God, hallelujah. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, hallelujah. I don't care what it looks like. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I don't care what it feels like. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I don't care what they say. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Yes, they might be out there on drugs. Yes, they might be out there drinking. Yes, they might be out there fornicating. Yes, they might be out there stealing. But the word of God says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the Bible tells us to train up a child in the way he should go. And when he grows old, he will not depart from it. Hallelujah. So you train that child up. You pray with that child and those children. You take those children to church with you. Glory to God. You live that life of holiness before them. Hallelujah. Teach them the ways of the Lord. Hallelujah. Bind the words of God continuously upon their hearts in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Speak the word of God over their lives. Teach them the word of God so they can speak the word of God over their own lives. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And plead the blood of Jesus. Glory to God. Plead the blood of Jesus over their lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because it's not God's will. It is not God's will that any perish, but that all should come to repentance. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that includes parents, children, spouses, everybody. Hallelujah. Who called on the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I just want to read some power scriptures for you. Hallelujah. And that song, He's Able, is just so awesome, because if you think about it, it says He's Able. Listen to the words that you're about to hear. Listen to the words of God that you're about to hear, and go back to the song, He's Able. Go back to God will do what He said He will do. Hallelujah. Okay, keep that in mind as you listen to these scriptures. God is able to do just what He said He will do. Listen to this. We're going to read Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28 to 31 from the King James Bible. And it says, "Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, but the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Hallelujah. I hope you're listening to this word of God tonight. Hallelujah. Because it says shall. And that means no doubt, no doubt, no doubt, no doubt about it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just want you to know that the word of God is true. No matter what you think, no matter what I think, no matter what we believe, hallelujah, the word of God is true. Hallelujah. The word of God tells us to fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen, yea, I will help, yea, I will. I'm going to read that again. Hallelujah. as the song plays, there is none like you. We just want to read that again. It says in Isaiah 41:10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. God is able. God is able. He's telling us. He's telling us, don't fear because I'm with thee. Don't be dismayed because I am thy God. He says, I will strengthen you. I will help you. Yes, I will hold you with the right hand of my righteousness. This is God's word to you tonight. This is God's word to me. Hallelujah. You're listening live. If you're listening on the telephone or in the chat, or if you're listening in the archive, God is with you. And he's letting you know that you're not, because he is with you. He says, be not dismayed, for I am with you. I will strengthen you, I will help you, and I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Isaiah 41:10. You ought to write that down. You ought to put that on your wall. You ought to repeat that scripture until that scripture becomes second nature to you. You ought to say that word over and over again and tell God, God, you said your word will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that which you please and prosper in a thing whereto you sent it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is none. There is none like the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 There is none. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 55:22 says, cast thy burden upon the Lord. He shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. I love these scriptures because scriptures declare. God is declaring through his word and telling you, cast your burden upon the Lord and he sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous. And I tell you, that there was a period of my life when I was so out of touch with God. I didn't know the way was right and what was up. And I decided that if I wanted to live, I had my burden upon the Lord. And when I did, he keep up out of the iron house. God put me out, hallelujah, of that destruction that I was in. I have so protected. Yes, true, but God is here. He didn't allow me to fight. I tried. I felt. I had to fight. It allow me to in things that are unbound, but you have to take it there. But God says, I can't hurt you. I can't hurt you. I can't hurt you. I can't hurt you. The heart of God versus Psalm 147. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. We declare and decree tonight that he healeth the broken heart and bindeth up all their wounds. And if there is you, if they is you, then we declare and decree, hallelujah, that God is healing you right now in the name of Jesus. We declare and decree that if that is you, hallelujah, that he's binding up all your wounds and he's healing your broken heart, because it's written in Psalm 147:3, and we already declared free God's word. It said his word will not return unto him void, but it shall accomplish that which he pleased. and it will prosper the thing where you send it. We can bank it. We can bank on that. God. 2 Samuel 22:7. In my distress, I spoke from the Lord and cried to my God, and he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry to the sea. But in my distress, I cried to my God, and he did hear my voice out of the sea. And nobody writes letting us know that within hours we too can cry to God, and he will hear our voice out of his temple. God, I have a God, but God hears us even from earth. He hears us and holy. He hears our cry, our cry for him. So that he can. Proverbs, the name of the Lord, the right, that have given. I right run into it. The name of the Lord is strong power. The right God. Glory. The name of the Lord is strong power. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. Hallelujah. And is safe. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is the word of God. And we can read this word of God back to him. And we can tell God, this is what you said. And we can say, God, we believe you, God. And we can say, God, I declare and decree, hallelujah, that your name is a strong tower. And because I am righteous, I run to it and I am safe. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We can say that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if you know, hallelujah, hallelujah, that God has done anything for you, anything for you, you ought to be able to still trust him. Just because we're going through something else doesn't mean that God has changed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is the same God today, yesterday, and forever. Hallelujah. Yes, he is God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I bless and praise God on tonight for his word. Here's another encouraging word. Hallelujah. 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 Another encouraging word from the Lord. And it's found in Psalm chapter 34. And I know we've heard this a lot. And a lot of times it sounds like it's said as a cliche. But we just want to read it. We want to hear it. And we want to believe what we're saying. Remember that God just said, "Do." We have to do something. We have to do something. We did put our heart and life. Saul was jumping. David saw David every time against God. That we had a time of praise. said, I'm doing the Lord at all times. Shall make her boast in the Lord. Shall make her boast in the Lord. David, what heard me? The Lord called him out. My troubles. And that right there gives us the thank and praise God. Save me from addiction. You saved me from, hallelujah, financial ruin. You saved me from being hungry. You saved me, hallelujah, from an intimate divorce. You saved me from dying because the doctor gave me these vicious diagnoses. You saved my children, hallelujah. God, you saved me out of all of my troubles, whatever the troubles are, hallelujah. God, you saved me from all of them, hallelujah. This is what his word says, hallelujah, hallelujah. The word says, hallelujah, the angel of the Lord encampeth around them that fear him and delivereth them. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, that fear God, and that angel delivereth them. Glory to God. I thank God for this scripture. I've seen this scripture. I've read this scripture. I've proclaimed this scripture over and over again, but I see this scripture tonight as in a new light. Psalm 34, hallelujah. Hallelujah. In verse 7 it says, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Glory to God. We are angels encampeth around us, around those that fear God. We have the angel of the Lord surrounding us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those that fear God, the angel of the Lord encampeth around us. They surround us. Hallelujah. That fear God and they deliver us. Glory to God. I thank you for that word tonight, oh God. Hallelujah. That the angel of the Lord surrounds us. He encampeth. Hallelujah. Around about us. Hallelujah. About around them that fear him. Around them that fear God. I thank you, God, for the angel of the Lord that encamps around me, that surrounds my children, that surrounds my grandchildren, my family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because we fear you, God. Hallelujah. And because we fear you and you encamp around us, you deliver us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So that weapon that is formed against us cannot prosper. Hallelujah. This is your word, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm sending your word back to you, God, because your word said it would not return unto you void, but it shall accomplish that which you please and prosper in the thing whereto it was sent. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 And the next verse says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Hallelujah. That trusteth in him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, the angel of the Lord. Hallelujah. Encampeth around them. Hallelujah. That fear him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. We were just talking about this in church the other night, how we can just read the word and how you have read the word over and over again, but you read it again and how God just illuminates the word, how he just puts a new anointing on it, how he gives you a better understanding of his word. Hallelujah. And I just know that I've seen this over and over again. Glory to God. But this, the angel of the Lord encampeth, when I close my eyes, I just see the angels of the Lord just surround surrounding me, hallelujah, surrounding me, hallelujah, meaning nothing can penetrate the angel of the Lord, hallelujah, because the angel of the Lord is surrounding you, so the weapon that is formed cannot prosper because the angel of the Lord is surrounding you, is encampeth around you, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, that weapon, hallelujah, might be formed against you, it might even be shot at you, but because the angel of the Lord encampeth around you, the arrows are being bouncing off the angel of the Lord. They're bouncing off. They're not penetrating. They can't, because that's the angel of the Lord. The angel of the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm excited. I'm so encouraged tonight. I'm encouraging myself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the next verse says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him." Hallelujah. "Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing." Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It says, hallelujah, "Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry." That sounds very familiar. Hallelujah. "The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous," there's that word of God, "the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, and none of them are broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate." That's Psalm 34. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Psalm 34. What a blessing from the word of God. Hallelujah. I am so excited tonight. I am so, so excited tonight. I'm so excited. You just don't know how excited I am. I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed to be a child of God. I'm so blessed. I just want to read one more scripture. I think I have declared this scripture to be one of my favorites, and it's Psalm 103. And if you've ever had any sickness or any problems in your body, This is a psalm that can get you through. I've read this psalm. When I first started out reading this psalm, it was tedious because we were made to say it, and we didn't know what it meant, and we were just saying it because it was told of us to say it. But I'm trying to tell you, I thank God for the person who made us read this thing over and over again, because in the day and time that I needed it, I was able to fall back on this word of God, and it was able to do just what it said it would do. Glory to God. So I'm going to read this Psalm 103, verses 1, 2, 3, and 4. And I may go a little bit further, but I want to concentrate. 1, 2, 3, and I'm gonna think. And it says, the Psalm of David, "Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, my soul, yet not all that who forgives all, who heals all, who your life from this. There is none like you, Lord. None like you, Lord. None like you, Lord. Ouch! I'm so excited. And I'm excited because the Lord healed me. The Lord healed me, and He's still healing me. And He's filling me with His Holy Spirit. And I love Him for that. Hallelujah. Father, as we end this broadcast on tonight, I just want to say thank you. As we end this broadcast on tonight, I want to give you glory and praise and honor. As we end this broadcast on tonight, I want to tell you thank you, hallelujah, for revealing your word unto us. I want to tell you thank you, Almighty God, for your word of encouragement, hallelujah. I want to thank you for your word, Almighty God, hallelujah, that came, hallelujah, to set the captives free on tonight, hallelujah. Father God, I just thank you and bless you on tonight, hallelujah. And as we did in the beginning of the broadcast, we'll do it again, Lord God. We declare and decree, hallelujah, that in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, those that have backslidden will come back to you, Father God, for your word says you're married to the backslider, hallelujah. And Father God, we declare and decree, hallelujah, that everybody who is supposed to listen to this broadcast through the telephone line, through the archives, through the chat room, however they were supposed to listen to receive this message, Lord God, that they will receive this message and be healed and be delivered and be saved from sin, Father God, that they will receive, hallelujah, the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross and be saved, that they will receive the stripes of Jesus and be healed, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that they will receive, hallelujah, peace, hallelujah, hallelujah, the chastisement of our peace was upon Jesus, hallelujah, and with his stripes we were healed, hallelujah, and since we were healed, we are healed, hallelujah. So I thank you, God, tonight, and I glorify you, I praise you, I give you glory, I give you honor, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Thank you to everyone who joined us on tonight. Thank you to everyone who will be in the archives. Join us again. Hallelujah. I believe we will be back on tomorrow night. Glory to God. Hallelujah. With some more encouraging words from the Word of God. But until then, declare and decree the Word of God for your life. The Word of God says you are healed. You are healed. You are delivered. You are set free. You are more than a conqueror. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, and no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And don't forget Psalm 103, hallelujah, hallelujah, who redeems our life from destruction and crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, I'm so happy on tonight. So I love you, God bless you, I thank God for you. Until we meet again, hallelujah, this is Evangelist Teresa Scott, and this is Out of a Pure Heart Ministries. May God bless you. Hallelujah. There is none like you.
This is your word that you've been waiting for all night. Darwin, where are you?
How many know that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all you could ask for them, according to the power that worketh in us?
Hallelujah. How many believe it tonight? Somebody turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, he's able. Tell somebody else, he's able. Y'all ready?
Exceedingly, abundantly, above all, all you could ask for, according to the power that worketh in you, God is able to do just what he said he would do. He's gonna fulfill every promise. Give up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you. He's able.
How many believe it tonight?
Yeah, yeah. He's able. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, y'all. I need y'all to help me sing. God. to throw in the towel. Anybody know God to be able? Don't give up on God when He won't give up on you. He's able. If you know He's able tonight, give Him a praise. If you know He's able, yeah, everybody say, ah.